Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
So, we said today's teaching will be called A New Dawn. A New Dawn. You know, the Bible has said to us, is that darkness shall what? Is that darkness will tarry for a night, right? Is that but joy comes in the morning. And I had said this one time, I don't know if you remember, that darkness is not supposed to be for a long period of time. It's supposed to be for a while. And do you know what sustains darkness is the absence of revelation. Immediately there is light, darkness ceases. Are we together? Is everybody hearing me? Okay. I thought Prince Oti was complaining. Please, close the door for Moses. Let him not go outside. Catch him. Amen? Yes. You must hear the word of God. Just in less than 30 minutes. That darkness endures for a night, but the Bible says joy comes in the morning. Not the song you've been hearing that you are singing, joy is coming. But, you see, you've been singing the song for a long time. Has joy come? Alright, so you see, what brings about joy is the Holy Spirit. That's where real joy is. The Bible says the kingdom of God is not a function of eating and drinking. I'm not even teaching, alright? So just something small so that we will charge up, we'll wait for Sunday. He says it's not the summation of the kingdom is not eating and what? Drinking. What that means is not that we just eat food and drink water. The Bible is saying for a natural man, everything about life for a natural man is to the end that he eats and what? He drinks. When I say a natural man, I mean a mere human being that only went to school and didn't know Jesus Christ. Are we together? That all to the pursuit of a natural man is that he has what to eat and what to drink. And if you observe, that's what a lot of people are living for. Am I lying? A lot of people are living to just have food to eat and water to what? Drink. People go to school. Do you know a lot of people go to school because of food and drink? A lot of people are studying so hard, are working so hard in every of their field because of food and drink. You may say because of the one to marry and the rest. If you don't have food and drink, will you marry? It's about what? Food and drink. And the Bible said it's a wrong mentality of the kingdom. That the kingdom goes beyond you pursuing food and what? Drink. That it is to the end that you enjoy righteousness, peace and what? Joy in the Holy Ghost. Are we together? Yes, to the end that you enjoy righteousness, peace and joy. And all of these things are in Jesus. Please, no movement. I'll soon be done. All of these things are in what? Jesus Christ. You know, 2 to 3 days before the birthday, I was thinking, because we as Pentecostals especially, we have this mentality that something new happens in our birthday. That God is about to do something in our life, in our birthday, or on a new year. If you observe, some people only come to church on New Year's. Have you observed that? They call it crossover service. They want to cross over to the other side, thinking there's gold in the other side. Are we together? And while I was thinking, the Lord spoke to my heart through the word of God. It says, it is as a man thinketh in his heart that he is. Meaning a new day begins for you, not because it's your birthday. How many of you have observed, let's be sincere, quite sincere, that your birthday came and passed. You thought something would happen, but it's see you. Have you been there before? Let's be sincere, small. And a new year came. You thought the new year should bring new package, but it's seeming like this year, some people are saying this year is the worst year of my life yet. You know, because there's nothing in the year. Time does not change anything. What brings about change is revelation. I'd said before that revelation brings about what? Revolution. You want to see a revolution in your life, you get hinged to a revelation. And I'm not talking about religious revelation. Are we together? Are you all here, please? You see, that spirit that is making your leg want to move is not of God. Some people are sitting down, their leg is moving. It's not of God. It's of the devil. Just listen. Your change has come. That's why Satan is kicking you to run. Amen? So please, just a little bit patient with us. I heard all the beautiful testimony. I didn't know you wanted to commit suicide before. I'm just hearing it for the first time. You know? And I remember there's somebody too that got across our message when he was about committing suicide. He's a pastor. I don't want to call his state so that you don't figure it out. I think that's how he met me through Pastor Ed. He got our number, Pastor Ed's number, called. And Pastor Ed said he can't reach me that night. He said, if you want me to die, then let your pastor not talk to me. And so Pastor Ed called me in the night and was like, a pastor said he was going to die if I don't talk to him. So I said, give him my number so that he will not die. And they called. He said, right now as I'm talking to you, I'm a pastor and on my table is Heineken Star and several alcoholic drink. I'm trying to take it so that my soul will be calm before I kill myself. I said, why? He said, I feel empty. Even as a pastor, I've been pastoring, but I feel very empty. I said, why are you feeling empty? Is it that ministry is not working? He said, sir, I have people, I can manipulate them to do anything I want them to do, but I still don't have rest in my soul. He said, but I just came across your clip, 5 minutes clip, and my heart felt alive, and that's why I want to talk to you. Now, it's not about me, it's about the light he had. The Bible says, you will know the truth, and the truth will what? Make you free. You know, something I said last Sunday, and I will say again, many people are Christians, but only few people show the fruit of what Christianity. Because not many of them have caught a revelation. I was even talking to some people in my office last Sunday. They were sharing their frustration with me. You see, what will cause you to be effective as a Christian? Hey, I just want everybody to pay attention, please. No movement. Just respect that. What will cause you to be effective as a Christian is not religious activities. Are you people listening to me? Pay attention. Not religious activities, not coming to bow your head and etc. It's a revelation that will change your life. Do you know that the Bible says Jesus came to his own? And his own what? Received him not. Who were his own? The church in those days. The Jews and the Pharisees, the Essenes, the Sadducees, they had doctrines that negated the teachings of Christ. And that's what is happening today. A lot of people who are in church, but they have ideas that they follow. Dogmas they follow that negate the teachings of Christ. Is it in Matthew 15:9 the Bible says, in vain they worship me because they take as doctrines the word teachings of men. Meaning they assume for doctrines, teachings of men. And the Bible says when you begin to assume for doctrines, teachings of men, ideas are like rocks that we stand. Not like rocks, like foundation, that we stand. It's only Jesus' idea that is a rock. Are we together? But ideas are like foundation that we stand. And our part of scripture in James says, ideas are like mirrors for us. They reveal our identities, either false identities or true identities. Are we together? So it's possible that an idea can reveal your true identity, which is God's word, and another idea can reveal a false identity about yourself. And I also said, ideas are like what? Foundations. If you're on a wrong foundation, what will happen when the pressure of life comes to you? You fall. Even if you are in church, it will sink. And that's why the songwriter said, on Christ a solid rock with what? Sand. Is that all other ground are what? Sinking sand. You have to understand that God is the creator of the universe and God created you. And nobody knows you like God himself. Nobody knows what you are made up of. You may think you are weak. Is it not God that said, let the weak say I'm what? And let the poor say I'm what? The people that to God as weaklings, they thought they were weaklings. They were taught everywhere, the families would have told them, their environment would have told them they are weak. But God said they are strong. Some of them came broke, they were very poor. And it's not like they are trying to lie. Probably in a regime like this in the country, where everything is bad. And they admitted to themselves and said to other people that we are poor. But the Holy Spirit said, stop saying you are poor. Because I didn't create nobody poor. He said, rather say I am what? Rich. Is it in your Bible? That let the weak say I'm what? Let the poor say I'm what? And you may be saying, is it just say? Is it say that will change everything? If God says, say I am rich and say I am strong, it is because there is power in speaking. In the beginning, he said, let there be. And there was life. Now, the primary purpose of your mouth is not to eat food. Are you listening? It is to create your world. And you can't just be a mere human being and have capacity to create your world. You must be like God. That's why I said he has created man in his word, image and likeness. In other words, when you see yourself like God through Christ Jesus, who is the mediator, when you understand your place in Christ and are capacitated like God, you can speak words and see them come to life. That's why you see your words begin to carry power. Are you all listening to me this wonderful evening? So, the basic understanding for this evening is that we are created by God. You know, we've been soaked so much in our culture that we forget these things sometimes. God created you. Tell your neighbor that. It is God Almighty that... Now, the Bible said, speaking to Jeremiah, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I had what? I knew you and I called you. Before we entered our mom's womb, we had an identity in the spirit. We had a destiny in the spirit. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But when you enter into this world and meet friends, sometimes your family, where you grew up in your area, they begin to influence you with a wrong perspective about yourself. And when you grow like that, you begin to choose wrong, make wrong choices in life. No wonder Blessed Miles Murrow will say the greatest crisis on the earth is not any crisis, even the one between Iran and Israel. He said that's not the greatest crisis. That is happening because people have identity crisis. Identity crisis is the major problem. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Do you know right now as we are standing here and seated here, there are people who believe that they can die for their God and be given seven virgins in heaven? What problem then is that? Identity problem. That's an identity crisis. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Now, the problem is not even the idea. The problem is that certain people believe it. I know some of you are wondering, how can somebody believe that when he gets to heaven, God's going to give him seven virgins? From where? But religion can cause you to begin to think so low, when light, how many of you have stand from light, you know, when God's word hit you and you thought, you remembered your past and you were like, oh God, I was really down. See the things I was thinking, what I was thinking, you know? See what I'm assuming, see how I was living my life. I mean, that's how some people are in a light today, and you are trying to talk to them, but they think you are the foolish one, isn't it? They will think you don't understand life. Brother, let's go to church. They say, wicked out of me. I have one club to go to. They think you are foolish for going to church. You know, some of you preaching from one God to another, and some people think you don't have a life. Some people think you are suffering. They don't know that something has entered into your human spirit. Are you understanding me tonight? That fire that was in Jesus is now in you. He said, I've come to set fire on the earth. And I wish it was already ablazing. And he meant for his death, giving birth to a lot of people like himself. No wonder the Bible says in Hebrews 2:10 that he has come to bring many sons unto glory. And you are part of that sons and daughters. He said, for as many as have believed in my name, to them I have given the right to be called sons. How many of you believe in Jesus? You are a son of the living God. You are a daughter of the living God. Meaning that fire is burning on your inside. What remained now is the knowledge of the truth. Isaiah's eyes were open when he saw things from God's perspective. He said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. The whole earth is full of your glory. When he looked at the whole earth from the realm of the spirit, from God's perspective, he saw that God was in charge of everything and everything is perfect. But physically, people had not seen it like that. He said, the whole earth is full of your glory. So what remained is not that God should do something new. It's that there should be a revelation of what God has already done upon the face of the earth. Because the whole earth is what? Full of the glory of God. Are you seeing that? What remained is revelation. And that's why Jesus said, you will know the truth and this truth will make you free. The word truth there is reality. Existing reality. He said, you will know the existing reality about your life. And the knowledge of that existing reality will make you free. Come, let me use you. Rush out. Are you with a phone here? No. Alright, make a call. Now, you can't make a call because you don't have a phone. Now, you are not aware I'm putting a phone in your pocket, just as you. That he is not aware. As he said, make a call. Because now he's born again. Do you know what I'm trying to say? And I put something in him. So I say, make a call. Do you know you can be born again and don't know what you have? How does faith come? By hearing the word. So he sees in church and I'm talking about the possibility of making a call. He's wondering, but I can't. And I told him, there's a phone in your pocket right now as you're seated. And as he knows this truth, he carries it. The truth has made him free. Now, the Bible says, be ye perfect as your word. He's not just giving you responsibility. See what he said before he said that to you. He said, if you are born of God, you have overcome the world. How many of you are born again right here? He said, by default, as born again, you have overcome the world. Then he said in 1 John 3:9, he said, they that are born of God cannot sin. Because the seed, that word seed, is DNA, RNA. Everything that makes God, God. His nature is in you. Are you listening to me? Now, he said, because you are born of God, you can't sin because his seed is in you. The word seed there is sperma. It means the nature of God. How many of you believe you have the nature of God right now? It's not something. It's an existing reality I'm telling you about. The day you became born again, you had the nature of God. If you are lived in sin before, it was ignorance that kept you in sin. Now that you know this reality working in you, what will happen? It will make you free, not set you free. There's a difference between make free and what? Set free. Make free means it is already an existing reality you are taking by force. Set free means Jesus is doing it again like he did it 2,000 years ago. No, he's not doing it again. He said it is finished. And the only thing keeping you out of your victory is ignorance. But glory to God, today you will know the truth. And this should what? Make you free. For instance, the Bible says you've been delivered from darkness into God's marvelous light. If you are under oppression, you are in a lie. The only thing we use to win now in the New Testament is knowledge. My people perish for lack of what? Focus on something here. He said, my people. He did not say Satan's people. You can be a God's person and still be perishing if you lack knowledge. You can be in church and still be perishing if you what? Lack knowledge. So nobody knows you like God himself. Are you here? Refuse to be described by the world. You can't be a cultist. It's a lie. At the end, at the second coming, the reign of Christ on the earth, some things will not exist because they were never supposed to exist from the beginning. For instance, corruption will not exist. So if you're a corrupt person, you will lose relevance at the coming of Christ. And listen, the coming of Christ is determined by the church. As we are rising in fire, your time is ending if you don't want to repent. Because we are taking over. You know, one time I was praying in my room and this cultist came to me and he asked me a question. Pastor Simon, you make terrible declarations. I didn't know he was a cultist until one day when I saw over 30 people with guns in my compound. That's the day I knew that he was in Capone and they came to protect him. He was just my neighbor. And anytime I'm praying, I'm declaring we are snatching cultism from this city. We are taking over cultism from this city. The Lord is ending the reign of cultism. Young men are not swayed by the devil in the name. I'm speaking into the atmosphere. I didn't know that he was a chief cultist. Hallelujah to Jesus. Until one day he had to come and open up to me. And he said to me, many people enter this thing without knowing that the effect is wild. It is when they enter that they now begin to see the effect. He said, many people in it wish they are not in it. I remember a Sunday we were teaching here, somebody was supposed to go and join a cult group. I've forgotten his name. He was supposed to go and join Pastor Peter brought him to church. As we were teaching that Sunday, he made up his mind that he's not joining again. They carried him from his house and beat him up in their middle. He still said, I will not join. They beat him up almost to death. He said, I'm not joining. You rather kill me. Then they left him there. He refused to join. When he heard the truth of God's word, he was made free. And that can happen to you. That can happen to you. Hebrews 2:14 said, the one that has power over sin, the devil has been defeated. So what is not stopping you from sin? Nothing but ignorance. And you see, when we tell you this truth, you don't just sit down. You war the war, the good fight of faith. You war it. Because after we are done, Satan will come knocking on your door again when you go back home. Don't think he will not come. He will come. But when he comes, what will you say? Speak God's word over your life. Like Jesus said, let the weak say, I'm what? You are feeling the weakness, speak strength. has said something before that victory is going to be marked. The Bible says death was swallowed up by victory. It's a God-given technology. If you don't speak it, you will not see it. People of God, my bending gift to you tonight is that you receive Jesus. Are you listening to me? And receive, acknowledge all that He has done for you. Acknowledge everything He has done for you. We are not supposed to suffer in this world. Suffer under the mastery of Satan. Suffer in sin. We are not supposed. See, God is a very good Father. Look at the nature of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus said, if you have seen me, you have seen the one that has what? Sent me. Did Jesus condemn anybody? No. When people condemn that woman that committed adultery, did He condemn her? No, He's not a condemner. He's a loving Father. When people were hungry, He fed them. And there were a lot that remained. I remember I said something in this place that the signature of God is overflow. If God is in a thing, there will be overflow. Are you together? I'm trying to explain it. Anything God took His hand inside, there's overflow. Now anoint my head with oil. My cup, what? Running over. You see that? You expect the best things of life. Plug, be plugged into the kingdom. Pastor, I'm broke. You want to be broke. That's why you are broke. If you accept the truth of God's word, it will make you free. Accept kingdom realities, kingdom principles. Are you listening to me? How can you be in business and be speaking lack and be speaking fear and you want to see success? How is the business? It's not working. And the Nigerian government has made it not to be working. How then will you be successful? You can't be talking like that and your life is going like this. You know, confession in the Greek word means homologio. The word is homologio. Homo means the same. You cannot be saying something that and be believing something different. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? You must speak your belief. You carry the business as a business you work. Life is spiritual. Are you listening to me? Business, you must work. He has given you everything for life and godliness. Command the business to work. Jesus spoke to everything. Are you listening to me? Even the raging sea, He spoke to it. Speak to everything that is wrong in your life. Mommy is inflicted with cancer. Cancer, get out in the name of Jesus. Die. Daddy has a leg problem. Die in the name of Jesus. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? This is what God wants to see and work in the life of every young person seated here. You go back to school, you say, I will never fail. It's not pride. You can't fail. Because I have the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. In my place of work, I'm the best. If anybody wants to be like me, let him think like me. But as long as I'm the only one thinking like this, I'm the best. And you are not hiding that knowledge. You are sharing the knowledge. So that if anybody wants to come to your class, let them come to your class. Else you'll be above. Above only and never beneath. You hit your head and say, I have the mind of Christ. I can't feel in the name of Jesus. There's only always a way out. That's how you talk. I have the wisdom of Christ. He thinks through my mind. I can never be confused because I am the light of the world. So you don't say things like, I'm confused about this. No, you are not confused. I can never be confused. I'm having a sleepless night about an issue. No, we pray about issues. We pray about them. You say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, this my business is working. This sin, this addiction for years, it stops today. See, if you are not ready for it to stop, it will not stop. There must be this holy, holy passion and hunger for it to stop. Then the solution will come. You see, if you know, how do you even get into revelation? It must be hunger first. Lord, I want to see a change. Paul said, be angry and stop sin. It has to be with holy hunger. You have to start with holy hunger. Lord, I want to stop. And tired of this. When you say you are tired and you begin to pray, God will bring a revelation. And when the revelation hits you, there will be a revolution. But it starts with passion. I want to stop. Many years ago, I told the Lord, I have to stop this. In the name of Jesus. And as I prayed and cried on my keyboard, the Lord gave me a revelation. And that's why all of you are gathered here tonight. And everybody watching online. Are you listening to me? Because I say it has to stop. In the name of Jesus. It has to. And now you will not find a lot of people living like you. The testimony the testimony in the life of a lot of people will be negating what you are expecting from God. In fact, some of them will tell you that it's normal. You've heard people say nobody can be perfect. People will say it's okay to be addicted and sin sometimes. Whose report will you believe? Whose report will you believe? That's why Jesus said you are the light of the world. If it was normal, if it was simple for everybody to catch the light, he would have not said you are the light of the world. It means when you get into a lot of places, they should be negating what you are thinking. If you say you can live above sin, many should say it's not possible. That's what makes you light. He said, I can make first class. He said, it's not possible in this department. That's what makes you light. You insist. Say, but I didn't go to the best secondary school. How will I make first class? The Bible says Peter was not learned like Paul and a lot of the Pharisees, but when they were filled with the Holy Ghost, they began to speak. The Pharisees began to admire the way they were talking, admire their confidence. What was the difference? The Holy Spirit. People that never went to school, people that went to school are admiring them, admiring how they are talking. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you tonight? The Holy Ghost is the difference. They recently said that Makoni is the most, Benue is the most underdeveloped state in the world. Somebody said that in Nigeria, I mean. And when people heard it, people are getting mad. Stupid man, blah, blah, blah. No need to say stupid. What if he's right? See, I've never hoped on the government. Is it a city? If all of you want to run, you will still come back and meet me here. I understand my mission in this place. It's not a fairy tale. I know that through us, nations will come to this city. And if they don't want to do the road, we will do the road. This is how you think as a child of God. He said, nations shall come to the brightness of your light. Not to your talking and complaining. They will come to the brightness of your light. Shine, don't complain. Work on yourself. Nobody is the measure. The word of God is the measure of your life. The SI you need for measuring your life is nothing but God's word. Stay true to God's word. Do you guys get what I'm trying to explain to you? He said, nations are coming to my light. You talk it to yourself. He said, this business I'm doing, it's going to nations. Talk like that. And you don't just fail without work is there. Then brand it like it's going to nations. Brand it like it. Have a card. You are going to nations without no card. What if you are pitching your business and they say, can I get your card? You say, no, I'm here to make one. You don't believe you are supposed to go to nations. Because if you are talking to yourself, if you are meant for kings and president, you should have a card. Because there's no time to talk at the status quo. You give your card. You see, start thinking greatness. Prepare yourself for greatness. Victory is in you, not in any land. We will have places in every part of the world. But you see, we will prove a point that Jesus does not need any government to do anything great in your life. Because he said you have received all for what? Life and godliness. All, not some. You refuse to be identified. Don't allow where you are coming from culture your mindset. No. Before you became a team man, you came from heaven. Before you became an Idoma man, you came from where? You don't allow the influence of that. We called out from every tribe, people, and nation. Precious blood of Jesus. We've been called out. Prophet Simon, we don't know your tribe. We can't pick his tribe. It's supposed to be like that. You're not just supposed to see me wild and guess my tribe. And you too. We hail from the kingdom. Now I declare beauty will begin to rise from your life. At the hearing of the word. I will never settle down for less. That's how you're going to do. I'm going back to happen to my generation. Happen to my family. I'm not settling down for mediocrity. So nobody in your family has ever made up to 5 million. Not even a million for some. And what of your first one is driving this? What of this is that? What of your sister? She gave birth in the house, blah, blah, blah. And now it's your turn. You think it's only normal for you two to fail. Now, many years ago, a young man ran to me and said, Pastor, my elder brother got pregnant, made his wife pregnant of wedlock, blah, 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 blah. And now I'm in a relationship. It seems like I'm going to fall. And I held his hand. I said, go back. You will not fall. Refuse to believe that you will fall. That may have happened to them, but it stops with you. Because you have a revelation. You are bringing a revolution to your family. You can do it. To forget your age. You can do it. Curse is the one Jesus that is hung on the tree for our sake. He has taken all of our curse. No curse is following us. We break every curse in our family. We enforce that victory. Paul says Jesus for our sake. Now, Jesus has been cursed for my sake. Now, in the name of Jesus, in this family, I refuse for any curse to happen. My great grandfather may have had a covenant with a mini God, but the Almighty God is the one that I have a covenant with. Are you listening to me? And right now, this thing stops in my family. It stops. You teach your parents how to talk. You know, we are all spirit beings. I don't have time. I can't teach you a lot of things I plan to teach you tonight. The real you is a spirit that has a soul and is living in a body. When you talk, you are commanding forces to follow. You are calling the wrong or the right forces. Don't settle down for less. Are you ready for glory? What happened to this city? The city is not going to happen to us. What will happen to the city? Through this kind of breed, God is raising in Makodi. Cultism will end. Through this kind of breed, God is raising in Makodi. A time will come that there will not be immorality again in this city. Are you listening to me? Because we are subjecting the demons. Through you, your family will come out of everything called lack. Everything called sorrow and pain. Through you, yes. The angel of the Lord came to Gideon. He said, "Thou mighty man of valor." His city was suffering defeat. He said, "Mighty man." The man was doubting. He turned around. "Who are you talking to?" He said, "You are a mighty man of valor, Gideon. You are the one I'm talking to." Now, you are the one I'm talking about in this service tonight. You may not look like it, but it is you that God wants to use. Believe in yourself. Dress like it. Talk like it. Act like it. You see, you're going to make a first class. Read like it. And when they are doubting you, change that group. Go and read in another place. Jesus said she's sleeping. They were laughing. He said, "Let them go outside." He said, "I'm going to make a first class. If they begin to laugh, tell them to go outside. If they refuse to go outside, you go outside." The Bible said, "Come out from amongst them. Touch not the unclean. Touch not the unclean. Don't think like they think." In the name of Jesus, this year I'm making over 1 million. They say, how? In this economy, shift from there. You need like minds. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You need like minds. The first thing God gave Solomon was a large heart. Largeness of heart. Solomon began to say big things before he saw big things. He gave him large heart. Then you have it in Christ Jesus. You can't have Christ and have smallness of heart. You have largeness of heart. I mean, you are taking oil wells. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Not having a place by the roadside where you serve well. You may start there, you can't end there. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You are thinking oil wells. In the name of Jesus, I'm making my first 1 million this year. You took it. Another person is saying, in the name of Jesus, my first 10 million this year, in the name of Jesus. You don't stop in prayer, you begin to act. And when you pray, when you are done praying, God, you expect an idea. God will speak to you. Do this. You follow it. Because faith without work is dead. You are expecting an idea. He gives you an idea. And I told you before, men with idea rule the world. Men with idea, the world, they rule the world. And because you have that idea, there's a revolution. And a lot of faith to pursue what you need. Are you listening to me tonight? Go back up, charge with these words. Let your eyes begin to see differently. Sometimes when this world hits you so much and you begin to pray, you can't even hold your tears. Have you been there before? You find yourself crying. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm above. I'm above. I'm above. In the name of Jesus. I've risen above those addictions. In the name of Jesus. From henceforth, I'm a new person in Christ Jesus. I have a new nature. I can't live like that any longer. Satan will come the next day and say, "Do it, refuse it." Sometimes, you know, let me end with this. I told a young man, I led him to Christ. I shared that testimony here. And he started crying. He said, "Pastor, nobody can hear this and not receive Jesus. I've never heard it this way." I met him in a mechanic village. He was trying to repair his car. I thought it was his mom's car. He said it was his car. So, very young man, as we're teaching, he started crying. And while he was crying, he said, "If I'd heard it like this, I would have been born again." He said, "I want to tell you something." Then we went to the side. He said, "I'm into Yahweh." And he said, "It's not just Yahweh, that he uses fetish things to do it. And he wants to surrender everything." And I was so happy. I hugged him. He said, I hope I will not have any effects, no consequence. I said, no, as long as I'm here. I didn't tell him Jesus is here. I said, as long as Simon is here, nobody will come for you. You know, Bessie Dawusa said, if I'm here, Jesus does not need to come. Because I'm here. A witch told him that even if God come, we'll hold a meeting in Benin. That meeting between witches. And Bessie Dawusa said, Jesus does not need to come because I'm here. You're not holding. They did not hold the meeting. That's the summary of the matter. When I told the young man to come the next day in the morning, let's burn the charm. Bring it to my house. Let me burn it in your front. And you will see you will not run mad. Nothing will happen to you. It's true. I hope you know that. And if you are here, if you have touched something that they say if they see it, you run mad. Bring it to our house. We'll lay up my left hand on your, my right hand on your head. And I'll use lighter with my left hand and burn it. As it's burning, you see my hand on you. Nothing can happen to you. The next morning, guess what happened? Before that morning, all his tickets started entering. He said all the Yahoo he has set trap for, people started giving him money. That night, Satan gave him a great testimony. Such that when he looked at the Yahoo and looked at Jesus, he said, let me stay in the Yahoo for a while. I said, he called him in the morning. Where are you, brother? He said, sir, I don't know whether it's God that is doing this. I mean, it's Satan that has done it. Now that I've received Jesus, all the Yahoo that I planned doing that were not working, over 10 of them worked over the night. Sir, is this a coincidence? I said, I don't understand. Are we born in the charm this morning or not? He said, sir, please just give me some time to think about it. What am I trying to say in essence? Immediately you make up your mind to follow God, Satan will start fighting too. You know what I'm trying to say? When you leave here now, you make up your mind from today, I'll follow Jesus. That boy that you were liking, that was not liking you, will now message you. Hi, I've been thinking about you the whole of the day. That girl you've been messaging, that I've been giving you red light, will message you and say, ah, Samuel, I think it's high time we try this thing and see whether it will work. Because you see, Jesus, do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? This is how, I'm being realistic with you. This is how Satan works. He's like a roaring lion. Anywhere he sees Jesus, the Bible said in Matthew 13, he said, wherever the good master plants, that's where Satan likes to go and plant. Now that God's word is entering your heart, it is this same environment that Satan wants to come and explore. I'm assuring you that when you leave here, you'll still thrive. But think about this. Your identity is not tied to anything in this world. You hail from heaven. Don't describe yourself from anything in this world. There may be a clique in your school you are trying to fill among. You know, there are big games. Remove yourself. You are a higher clique. Only you are a clique. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? When you understand your place in Christ, the girls who want to be part of you, you will not try to be part of any clique. In BSU or Uni Agric or anywhere. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You are just unique. Bible says you are a unique breed. Let this word burn in your heart. Are you listening to me? And everything in your life you see change. I see mighty people rising from this world. Revivalists, men of God, women of God, high-ranking doctors, professors, genealogists, dentists, engineers, not just these things. You are going to represent God in any of your field as you rise. Are you listening to me?
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.